Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. I've been sitting here listening to all of my old running blogger videos. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I'll just give you a quick update as to where we're at. I reached 250 episodes of Carlosophies a few weeks ago and decided I would dive into where it all began. And so today I've been listening to all of my running blogger videos, which I recorded between 2009 and probably 2011. And there was a real theme that came up. And I find it super interesting because it feels like I'm in energetically a similar place now to what I was back then, which is strange because I've done so much work on myself that for some reason I thought I'd be in a different place. But yet here I am, 10 years on, still finding myself in this place of doubt and questioning. The energy of it is the same. Here's a few samples of where I was back then. This was a huge theme for the work that I was doing in the world then. It wasn't really what I would have labeled the work I was doing in the world then. I guess the self-work I was doing. It was really focused around purpose and meaning. And happiness, which are three things I don't really necessarily give much energy to these days, though the energy of it does feel the same. Have a listen.
You know, sometimes I, over the last, year or so, 18 months, I've really doubted that I'm on the right path. And I kind of have these moments of what I think are genius ideas, and then followed up by a whole bunch of self-doubt and reasons why I can't do it. But one thing that feels right to me at the moment is this, like me running, talking about what's going on in my head, discovering things that make me happy. It's, you know, it's really, it feels right.
And isn't that funny? Because now, 10 years on, it's still the thing that feels right. It's still the thing that I just do. And even still, there's times where I doubt it can be that simple because it's just me sharing my thoughts and my feelings with the world. How important can that be? Doesn't it need to be something bigger and more impactful? These questions still plague me today, to be honest. What if it really was that simple, that this is it?
I feel like I'm kind of in limbo at the moment. I feel it's hard to explain. Like I'm kind of just sitting around waiting for my life to start. That sounds horribly depressing, doesn't it? I'm waiting for something and I just don't know what that is. And I'm finding it incredibly frustrating.
So, as all good Carly Nimmos do, I had to find an outlet of expression for this. So I went to my Instagram stories and here's what I said.
Probably 2009 to 2011. I did a stack of little videos of me running on the beach talking about where I was at. And it's so funny because I'm listening to them and energetically I feel like I'm in a similar space. a lot of them talk about feeling like I'm in limbo, like I'm in a fishbowl, and I've been feeling the same stuff over the last little while. I'm wondering if anyone else is feeling similar, like you've got one foot here and one foot there and you're not really in either. Anyway, I feel like I've been in a similar position at the moment in terms of, like, I've got this big vision, but there's a lot of fear and self-doubt present for me. Like it's almost like I get into this space of, do I even want it that bad? Do you relate to this at all?
So the response to that post was pretty overwhelming. A lot of people feeling in a similar space, feeling like in a limbo, feeling like lots of self-doubt present. And one of my besties, Callie Brown, messaged me on Voxer and she's given me permission to share it. I think it's pretty fucking profound.
No, I was just watching your IG stories and I just feel like it's a cut right now in the collective, what you're talking about. The doubt, is this really what I want? Can I be bothered? You know, almost questioning purpose, et cetera, et cetera. And it almost goes through, and I know you're self-aware with this, but for some of my clients, it's actually going to the, am I even capable? Is this valuable? You know, it's going down the complete self-doubt route. I wonder if it's something in the collective right now, like I said, energetically, but I also wonder whether, when I heard you speak and you're saying, you know, I feel like in a familiar place as I was then, but so much has changed between then and now. What I'm wondering is this a piece of ourselves that is essential for us to make energetically aligned decisions? And what we've actually done is almost like wronged this essential process as like, you know, there's something wrong with me, I've got a block, I need to do belief work, I need to shift my mindset, when actually doubting a direction and spending some time in the land of confusion, in the land of lost, in the land of unsure, in the land of sticky, stuck, is actually a resource and a resourceful place to be, so that we're actually not, it's a form of questioning. And what we've done is then label it as ineffective or useless or holding us back in some way, when actually what it's doing is an essential funnel to the direct line and the most fluid flowing way to knowing and seeking and answering what it is that you actually do want to do with your energy, time, etc. So we perhaps spend way too much time in the self-doubt, valuing it as a place of I want to leave here, rather than valuing it as a place of this is indeed service to me, funneling my energy most potently and most presently to what it is that I want and what aligns most to me. Just a thought.
Yes, I love that. And I
this is why it's so important to have your own board of directors. There is an episode back in the catalogue of Carlosophy's called Board of Directors. And the concept is finding people who are kind of your board members. They're people who you know see you and hold you in your highest potential. Cal is one of those people to me. We spend a lot of time voxering, messaging each other, texting when we hit up against our own shit. And today I was really grateful for her perspective on this. But before I wrap this up in a neat little bow, one of my episodes was about how I wanted to be more like my dog. Here's a little snippet.
I'd like to be like Billy, you know? This little fella. He's just happy. He's just happy running along with the stick in his mouth on the same beach he runs at every single day. And he loves it. It's a bloody hell. See, this is the kind of day I'm having.
Oh, sweet Carly, circa 2009. I send you so much love. I know how hard it is to struggle in those moments.
when life just is not going your way and you're just trying to be like the dog.
It's enough for him to, you know, come down here with me and entertain himself with a stick, have a swim. He's just stoked. Why can't I be like that?
And here's the truth. I can never be like my dog.
I could.
Because I am not a dog. I am a human. And part of the human experience is all of those shitty feels that we don't necessarily want to experience. Fear, self-doubt, overwhelm, jealousy, anger, rage. I mean, I could go on. I created a podcast series exploring this stuff with Make Some Noise. But the truth of the matter is that we can learn, we can have all the tools and the tools in our toolbox to help us move through this shit. But while we see it as a problem, it's really a problem. Doubt is a friend. Doubt is something that helps me. It's like a sieve almost sometimes. I feel like sometimes we can allow the sieve to become almost just like a complete, like a plug. You know, the doubt becomes a plug and it comes and we're just completely paralyzed by it and we stop our creative process then. But if you've been around here for a while, you'll know I've spent the past 2 years really looking at, or more, looking at creative processes and how doubt is a healthy part of any creative process. But while we're making it this evil thing that we need to overcome, that it's a block, then it's not really serving its purpose to make sure that we're aligned with our values and that we're not trying to force something to happen. It's a slow down little element of our creative cycle so that we can check that we're in alignment still. I think the issue comes when the doubt seeds and festers and becomes fear. Fear that we're not enough, fear that we're inadequate, fear that we couldn't do it anyway. When we get into that space, that's when it can stop us. But understanding that it's a part of any creative process and that me as a human now is actually the energetically the same shit I was going through 10 years ago, and there's nothing wrong with that. Who I was then is who I am now, a human being. I'm not sure whether next week's episode will be back to broadcast as usual, me behind the mic, without the little bits. I would love to hear from you as to whether you think I should continue with this. If you've really loved it, I'm happy to every now and then dive into the archives and explore some of this stuff. But it's a bit more work. So it's a bit more work than me kind of standing behind the mic and processing what I'm going through. But if it is something that you really have loved, then I am happy to maybe explore bringing it back a little bit every now and then. I might come back. I might decide that I need some more creative inspiration and dive back into the catalogue and bring some more stuff your way. We'll see what happens next week. I like to keep things fresh, you know? All right. That's it from me this week. Until next week, don't doubt yourself. Just accept that this is part of the process, man. All right. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.